Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Just two things before I share briefly. It just came to me whilst we were in his presence. And just like the first one I shared with you now. You know, have you ever read before that in John chapter 14, in verse 26, it said, "But the Comforter," Jesus was speaking. Can you hear me clearly? "Yeah, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost," Holy Spirit, okay, "whom the Father will send." Ooh, I feel the fire. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. He said, "In my name, he will teach you all things." Not so. You know why? Don't be afraid to miss it. As long as you depend on the Holy Ghost, you will not miss it. Oh, I feel the fire. That's right. That's right. Because this is a new beginning for all of us. You know, God is a He's a master of new beginnings. Oh, yeah. Oh, glory be to God. He will teach you all things. So don't begin to say, "Okay, I want to live holy. I want to live this. How can I?" That's the problem. He will teach you all things. So if you have any respect for his word, and of course you are exercising some faith, no matter how small, Holy Ghost will teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance. Two things. He will teach you. Haven't been taught, chances are you will forget. It's natural to forget. He will not only teach you, he will remind you. So that you will miss it this year is very slim. In the name of Jesus. Okay, I can go on. This is from it. Right, let me leave it. It's for another day. That was Jesus speaking. Now, to let you know that Jesus didn't just speak. People heard and they believed and they held on to it all their lives. Here, John. John said, in the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, it said, "But the anointing which ye have received of him," Jesus, "abideth in you, and ye need not that man teach you." Now, he wasn't saying that you despise teachers, apostles, prophets. No, 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 no. What he was saying was exactly the same thing, that the Holy Ghost will teach you. No wonder John succeeded. No wonder all the apostles succeeded. Let me say it clearly to somebody here. If we close the service right now, your life will never be the same again. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I'm telling you, because something, God has taught you something already. Yes. Ah, that's the truth. He has. He has taught you something. The second thing I want to share, but let me actually leave that. Let me quickly share what he has for me, for us today. Remember, last Thursday, we were looking into the new year. It was the last day of the year. And he gave a scripture. And we started meditating on the scripture. And I tried my best to hold myself back. Because I just saw that was, I was preaching the night. But again, you see, God is so wise. Because he knew I won't have all the time in the evening. Though we started at 8 o'clock, but I didn't have the time. By the time I got the mic, man, everything was right in my face. But he allowed me to bring out 2 points in the evening that we didn't bring out in the morning. And those are the 2 points he used to settle the crossover. But I want to remind you quickly of John chapter 1. Go there quickly. Or chapter 2, sorry. I remember, I'll just read quickly because I'm not going to dwell here for long. "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called, and his disciples to the marriage." Good. So that was the catch thing there. Jesus himself was called. He was invited. Hallelujah. And what we actually leveraged upon more than anything last Thursday is that please don't do anything without inviting Jesus. Simple. If it's not conventional to invite him, but because of who you are, the covenant child of God you are, what you have, the deal you have with heaven and with God, and you have with Jesus through his blood, don't do anything without inviting him. Don't even ever think of doing anything without inviting him. Don't. If you invite him for everything you do, there'll be trouble for the devil all the time, which you don't need to bother about. If you invite him all the time, then the chances that you succeed is 99.9%. You say, what about the 0.1%? You are human. You are human. If you invite him all the time. So he was invited. And of course, you know, as we went on in the story, of course, they ran into problem. The natural realm will always run into trouble. See, the natural realm was created to be dependent on the God. And see, what we call human civilization and human advancement in knowledge is anti-God. You say, what do you mean? Man wants to do it for himself by himself and doesn't need God. And man will always run into trouble. Man is in deep trouble today. I'm sure you know. Not the experts, not the government, not the... Everybody's confused. No, it's only a Nigerian problem. Who told you? Go to China. Just today, I mean, there's a little... I think China, something sneezed in China. Everybody's... They are confused now. The whole world is shaking. Because there was flu in the stock market in China. Flu. China is confused. The whole world is shaking with them. Even America. See, what that tells us is that we are all human. God is God. But that does not mean that we should despise men or despise government. No. The Bible says we should honor our government and pray for them. Come on, are you here with me? Because if they fail, we're in trouble. Is anybody hearing me here? But what I'm saying is that don't get so carried away that you now put man in the place of God. No. Don't you ever. I beg you in the name of Jesus. So they invited him, and that was the saving grace. Because they ran out of wine when it was most needed. Thank God Jesus was invited. Hello. I said this year, no matter what the devil throws at you, because Jesus has been invited, there's trouble for the devil. Amen. I say in the name of Jesus, there's trouble for the devil. Amen. Let me say it again. I say the devil is in for a bad time. In the name of Jesus. If you believe in, shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Come on, shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Even when the devil thinks that you are asleep, you have forgotten, because Jesus is invited, he will meet, he will collide with Jesus. Yeah. So don't you ever go without inviting him. And there are many scriptures to prove this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and never lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Come on. Hello. And of course, we looked at the example of Jesus telling them, let's cross over. Come on. But they carried him along. And that was the saving grace again. When the storm hit, they went, do you care where we perish? He said, we say perish. I said, cross over. He rebuked the wind and calmed the sea. What if they didn't carry him along? And that's why this year we have to carry him along all the time. He said, why is this service like this? Because we carry Jesus by his grace. We're able to carry him along. And what the atmosphere you see here, you see in your marriage. In the name of Jesus. All right, some don't want it in their marriages. Okay, that's all right. Me, I want it in my marriage. More. I want it in the lives of my children. More. I want it in my ministry. More. I want it in my life. More. Yeah. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. And then, of course, you remember what happened? How the mother pointed them to Jesus. Come on. Please, don't take his glory. I beg you. It's very easy to take the glory. I did this. Even when you're quoting the Bible. I just quoted the Bible. He taught you. He reminded you. Hello. So, please don't take his glory. So the mother pointed them to Jesus. And Jesus said, look, hey, excuse me. My time hasn't come. The woman said, okay. You guys, you are leaving him. Whatever he says. That means that if you like, hang around. If you like, follow me. I've told you. Of course, you have to hang around to hear what he says. You see the reason for fellowship? He said, forsake not the gathering of the brethren together. Come on, don't get so prideful that church, I beg. What I just said in your mind, God have mercy. Some get so used to church that they throw away church. They are masters. They know more than everybody in church. They know more than the Holy Ghost. They say, who is preaching there? Mention any name on earth. Jesus, we give God the glory. Hallelujah. And it's very easy, man gets there very easily. But still they hung around, and of course, what did he say? Fear the pot. Stupid thing to say. You are looking for one, you're asking us to fill the pot. The pot they used to wash like. And of course, it was clear to us that, please, some stupid things will be instructed this year. Don't joke with it. I mean by the Holy Ghost. Don't joke with it. They confirm them with the Bible. Some stupid things. And when they draw out from there, the best ever. Your best is on the side of you. I say in the name of Jesus, your best is always ahead of you. It's always ahead of me. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Oh, God just reminded me, see? I said the second thing I forgot. He said to remind you that you are operating a covenant. Now I told you what about John chapter 14, no, 26, and of course, 1 John. The second thing was telling me, he said, remind them that you are in a covenant. You live a covenant lifestyle. And if that be the case, it's part of the covenant that you'll be head and not tail. Don't you ever forget. It's part of the covenant too that any man that blesses you is blessed. Amen. Anyone that will want your downfall, God will cut them off. Amen. Before they can even execute. Amen. It says to tell you that what will happen to them is they will devise a mischief they will never be able to perform. Amen. It says why? Because you are operating a covenant and God himself is the executor of the covenant. Amen. So for somebody to just hate you, he said, I will plague them. Amen. I'm quoting scriptures. Oh, they've dug trenches for you to be buried. Watch it. Somebody will be buried, but not you. He will give life for your life. You are a covenant child of God. Okay, that's the second thing I should tell you. So God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and All right. So, and the best ahead. Now, where I'm going is verse 11. It says, and this was the beginning of, and this Jesus did, this beginning of sign Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested. What did he manifest? His glory. Hallelujah. What did he manifest?
His glory.
What did he manifest?
His glory.
What did he manifest?
His glory.
How did he manifest his glory? Come on. Yeah. What did he do? Signs and wonders. The same word in the other gospels, he did miracles. So he did this miracle. And so he manifested his glory. Because we are in the year of spiritual manifestation, his glory will rest on many things, shall we do? In the name of Jesus. I say his glory will rest on many things we do. That means that our lifestyle will be lifestyle of the supernatural. Lifestyle of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. I'm sure you are wondering me. Yes, you. And that's the truth. You. Even you. Maybe what I'm seeing is that I'm seeing the glory of God on one, and I'm seeing it on the second person, and they look the same to me. And that's what happens, really. If you're under the same cloud, you look alike. Under that cloud, you look alike. Because the blessing is coming from above. What the world cannot understand. I'm not joking here. God knows I'm not joking. That's the kingdom. This is the reality of the kingdom. Why are you a Christian? Oh, just for the sake of being a Christian, to be called one? Of course not! The time has come that the world will know that Jesus is Lord in your life.
Yeah.
I was telling them the whole night, I said 134 times to hear that they may know that I am God. And every time he said that, check, some miracles, some wonders, boom, that I will do it, that they may know. I've done it, that they may know. And normally, he will not do it in abstract, he will do it concerning somebody. And that's where you are today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's why this year is not like any other year. And Jesus said, okay, quickly, I'll just introduce the scripture and I'll leave it. John chapter 6. But you see how he manifested his glory. And what happened when he manifested his glory? The disciples believed. Yeah. John chapter 6. Oh, Shemela, no. Now, Polongora, Obato Shemela, no. John chapter 6. Let me read quickly, I'll rush. I will continue some other time, maybe Sunday. But if I have to repeat it, I'll repeat it next Thursday, by the grace of God. Verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. After what things? That was after he went to the pool of Bethesda, and that man walked and carried his bread. Honest, go check. Can you see all the references in his life? After this thing, because thereafter, controversy, and Jesus now gave them some good lecture. He started talking to them from chapter 4, the whole of chapter 5. And in verse 19, he said to them, he said, don't you understand this? What I see my father do that I do? So why are you surprised? Okay. Because of this, what happened? A great multitude. So you begin to see what this year is going to look like in Jesus' name. I feel the fire. A great multitude followed him because they saw, because they what? You see what I mean? In my own version, I said, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. That's why any sickness in your body has no chance. Any divination, any sorcery, in the name of Jesus. If they picture you and they shoot it, believe me, they will come down with it. They will need to come here to apologize. And God will deliver them. In the name of Jesus. Tell them I'm a covenant child of God. Come on, say it like you mean it. Okay. All right. Okay. Because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with the disciples. I have to stop this past 11. I've been cautioned by the Holy Ghost. He said, what I'm trying to teach, I've mentioned quite a bit of it now, is enough for today. We consecrate the wine and the bread in the name of Jesus. And we take it by faith. And we know that what Jesus said is the truth and the reality. Taking it today, he brings us a remembrance, or rather a reminder of all that he has done for us. That we are covenant children of God. That by his stripes we are healed. That we are head, we are not tail. We are above only and never beneath. That those that will come against us one way, they will flee seven ways. In the name of Jesus. That we are seated with him in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. Hey, glory be to God in the highest. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.